VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. President Trump's defense team continues making its case to the Senate. Jackie Quinn has this report from the Associated Press.
Against the backdrop of new revelations about the draft of a book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, President Trump's defense team was presenting a case against Hunter Biden, who took a lucrative job on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Then-law professor Alan Dershowitz testified nothing the president did meets the level of criminal activity the constitutional framers envisioned.
You cannot turn conduct that is not impeachable into impeachable conduct simply by using words like quid pro quo.
He says even if John Bolton testifies that President Trump was withholding aid until Ukraine agreed to investigate the Bidens,
that would not constitute an impeachable offense.
President Trump denies Bolton's account, while a few Republican senators are suggesting they may want Bolton to testify in the impeachment trial. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The pilot of the fateful helicopter ride that crashed and killed basketball superstar Kobe Bryant had just climbed to avoid a cloud layer before slamming into a hillside. Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board said Monday that the pilot received special clearance to fly in heavy fog. The pilot would receive this ominous message at 9:44 in the morning.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
At a briefing Monday, she described the debris field as extensive. Now, in December of 2018, on Barstool Sports, Kobe Bryant explained his preference for helicopter air travel.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic. And this thing just kept mounting, and I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm-hmm.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of a coronavirus that has killed 106 people. The latest figures reported by Chinese health officials include more than 2,700 cases of people being sickened by the virus, with at least 106 people who have died. Cases have also been reported in nearly a dozen countries now. The World Health Organization says most of those people had a travel history in Wuhan, with several others having contact with someone who traveled there. For more on the WHO and their role in world health emergencies, here's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva.
In 2019, the World Health Organization and partners have responded to 51 emergencies in more than 40 countries and territories. Executive Director of WHO Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the unseen work of sustaining fragile health systems in conflicts and other emergencies does not stop.
In Bangladesh, we work with partners to address the health needs of nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees living in the crowded camps in Cox Bazar. The mortality rate in this highly vulnerable population has remained at low levels.
Ryan says WHO and partners have provided health services to more than 10 million people in Yemen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There have been no reported deaths linked to the virus outside of China. Authorities in the Western African nation of Burkina Faso say as many as 30 people were killed in an attack on a village by suspected Islamic extremists late last week. Saturday's attack on a northern village in Soum province occurred days after attacks on two villages that killed 32 civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the White House and was greeted by U.S. President Trump a day ahead of the planned announcement. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Netanyahu thanked Trump, saying he is the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Palestinian leaders would likely agree that Trump is the greatest friend to Israel and have rejected the deal as dead on arrival.
This deal, which is not based on international legality and international law, which also gives Israel all it wants at the expense of the national rights of the Palestinian people that embodied in an independent sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital and the right of its refugees for return, does not make base for a quick solution. It comes from a party that has lost its credibility to be an honest broker in a serious and genuine political process.
The Palestinian Authority has not had any substantive dealings with the Trump administration.
This is Joe Palca, VOA News.